Uganda has enacted one of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ laws. Same-sex relations were already illegal in Uganda, but a new law goes much further, including life imprisonment for anyone convicted of homosexuality, and in some cases, it mandates the death penalty. As Stephanie Tsai reports, the new provisions have upended the lives of gay Ugandans who now feel in danger.
The signing of the new anti-gay law by President Yoweri Museveni ushers in a dangerous time for Uganda's LGBTQ people. The Anti-Homosexuality Act intensifies a long crackdown on sexual minorities. Ugandan legislators who passed the law nearly unanimously say it's their prerogative.
If we don't stand our ground as a country, as a people, as a community, then we will completely have ceded our sovereignty.
The country's new bill is one of the world's most punitive. It includes the death penalty for, quote, aggravated homosexuality. That includes the transmission of HIV through gay sex with children and disabled people. It calls for life imprisonment for anyone convicted of homosexuality, up to 20 years of jail for the promotion of homosexuality, and up to 7 years for landlords renting to homosexuals.
This is the time you're going to show us whether you're a homo or you're not.
Uganda's parliament originally passed an even harsher bill in March, vetoed by Museveni. The version approved by the president no longer criminalizes people for identifying as LGBTQ+, but still criminalizes their acts. For queer activists, it's a tragedy.
You are arresting us for literally doing nothing, for simply existing, you know? But where are we supposed to go? How did we become refugees in our own countries?
Uganda! Uganda!
In other countries, including in South Africa, the outcry has been swift. For months, civil society groups, the United Nations, and Western governments implored Museveni not to sign it. But his homophobic stance and rhetoric held steady.
Now, I want to congratulate the honorable members of parliament on your stand on the Ebitingwa. That's what the Banyankwere call the, what they call homosexuals. It is good that you rejected the pressure from the imperialists.
In a statement this week, President Biden called the bill, quote, a tragic violation of universal human rights. He said the administration would evaluate the implications of the law on all aspects of U.S. engagement with Uganda. That includes potentially cutting foreign aid. The U.S. provides Uganda nearly $1 billion each year, mostly in support of public health programs, including to combat HIV. Earlier this year, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby warned the fallout could be economic.
That would be really unfortunate because so much of the economic assistance that we provide Uganda is health assistance.
The U.S. sanctioned Uganda in 2014 after President Museveni signed a similar law that was later overturned in court. But Uganda is only one of more than 30 African countries that ban same-sex relations. Uganda's anti-LGBTQ sentiment is partially explained by the influence of British colonial rules. And the bill follows a years-long crackdown on LGBTQ people that has also garnered broad support.
What the president did was the right thing, because we cannot take what other people are doing in their countries to what? To bring it to Uganda.
For more on this law, I'm joined now by Stephen Kabuye. He's the co-founder of Truth LGBTQ, a Kampala-based organization that provides mental health support and advocates for LGBTQ rights in Uganda. Stephen, thank you so much for joining the NewsHour. I know that this has been a tough time for you. I heard that yesterday one of your colleagues was attacked just days after this bill was passed, and I understand he has been hospitalized. Tell us what happened, and was this a homophobic attack?
Yeah, yesterday in the evening hours, as my colleagues was closing up at our offices, he was attacked by rogue people that injured him badly. He almost lost his life. And it was an homophobic attack because in beating him, they were asking him to give out directions of where I am right now because they were directed the attack on me. They thought they would find me around since the bill was tabled by the parliament. It has been an habit online for these people to come out and tell me the moment the bill is signed into law, we are going to attack and use you as an example. So when they attacked and they couldn't find me, they bet very badly. Right now he's fighting for his life, but we pray he recovers very well.
I know that we were just showing some photos of how bad he is and the state that he's in, and it's disturbing, I'm sure, for you to know that those attacks were meant for you. You are an openly gay man in a country that now severely penalizes homosexuality. This is the kind of danger you're in now, the threats to your life?
Yes, this is the kind of danger I'm in right now. This is the kind of danger everyone is passing through right now. That is in the LGBTQ community. One, we ask for the international community not only to stop in condemning, but to do an action and stop this oncoming genocide on the LGBTQI community in Uganda.
The Biden administration has strongly condemned this law, but even in 2014, sanctions by Western nations, that hasn't seemed to stop the tide of this anti-gay legislation and now this severe criminalization in your country.
This is not new to Mr. Museveni. He's used to the sanctions. He's used to the condemnation because he has never respected human rights. That's why we're asking for more action than condemnations, for more action than sanctioning the government. Maybe sanctioning the individuals that participated in passing it and their families. And we have American natives participating in this. We have Sharon Slater, the head of Family Watch International. She has participated directly into the passing of this Anti-Homosexuality Act by the U.S. government. It's quiet about her. We want the U.S. government to come out and not only sanction some individuals, but sanction all, because even if you sanction the Speaker of Parliament in Uganda, others, you haven't sanctioned them, the religious leaders are going to continue fueling this homophobia. We are going to have more than 20,000 Christians coming together to celebrate Martyrs Day, and they are going to be led by religious leaders that are typically homophobic, that have been coming out openly to tell the public that it's okay to kill the gays. So we are in very great worry and in very great danger right now.
When you talk about the religious values that Ugandan legislators and leaders say buck and undergird this discriminatory law, what is your response to that? They say these are African values. Are they African values?
When you sit down to have an open discussion with these people that say they are protecting African values, and you ask them what are really African values, they don't have a definition of it. African values and African culture is diverse. We have a lot of ethnic groups in Africa that have different cultures. We have ethnic groups in Africa that embrace homosexuality. So this is, they are just trying to justify their homophobia, but they are not protecting any African culture. They're not protecting any religious culture that want to kill people and justifying their crimes against humanity with religion and culture.
Stephen, what are you planning to do? Is this law going to compel you to change the way you live, to change the choices you make, especially now that the penalty is perhaps your freedom?
How can someone change from being gay? That's the first question. Can I change? No, I cannot change. I was born gay and I am gay. So all right now we need, as the Ugandan LGBTQI community, we need help. We call upon the international community to open its borders to the most vulnerable activists in Uganda, most vulnerable LGBTQI. Let us at least have temporary harbor as we fight this draconian law.
Stephen Kabuye joining us from Kampala. Thank you for sharing your experience and your thoughts with us. And our thoughts are, of course, with your friend. We hope he does recover quickly. Thank you.
Welcome.